Hey guys, don't forget, April 23rd through the 28th, 2023, we'll be in Nashville, Tennessee for the second Street Cop Training Conference. You do not want to miss out on that. So far, we have some real big headliners on there. It'll be 5 days of transforming training in Nashville, Tennessee. 111-110. Hey guys, welcome to this episode of the Street Cop Training Podcast. I'm your host, founder, and CEO of Street Cop Training. My name is Dennis Bonino, and today I'm going to do a little case law review for everybody. Hopefully you're finding value in some of the cases that I'm reading to you, and enjoy. Okay, let's talk about Maryland v. Pringle. This comes out of the U.S. Supreme Court in 2003. This is a common misconception about constructive possession. So this is the U.S. Supreme Court case that addresses constructive possession. Often in the field, I'll hear people say to me, well, my prosecutor won't charge for this and won't charge for that. They say there's not constructive possession afoot. And there are factors you must consider in whether or not constructive possession applies. Some of those factors are really essentially probable cause to believe the person or the person who's in this vehicle had knowledge or presumption of knowledge of the items that were discovered. So let's talk about this a little bit. During a 3:16 a.m. stop by a county police officer in Maryland of a relatively small car for speeding, the officer, one, observed a large amount of rolled up money in the glove compartment when the driver opened the compartment to retrieve the car's registration, and two, performed, with the owner's consent, a search of the car that yielded $763 from the glove compartment and cocaine from behind the back seat armrest. After none of the car's three occupants, when questioned by the officer, offered any information regarding ownership of the cocaine or the money, the officer arrested all three occupants and transported them to a police station. At the station, the accused, who had been the car's front seat passenger, admitted that the cocaine belonged to him and stated that the two other occupants of the car had not known about the cocaine. The other occupants were released. In a Maryland court, the accused was, one, convicted of possession with intent to distribute cocaine and possession of cocaine, and two, sentenced to 10 years incarceration without the possibility of parole. The Maryland Court of Special Appeals affirmed. However, the Court of Appeals of Maryland reversed, holding the officer had lacked probable cause to arrest the accused for possession of cocaine. The petitioner of the state sought further review. Essentially, this case then gets heard by the U.S. Supreme Court, and this is the issue they're addressing. Does the warrantless arrest of an automobile passenger during a stop for speeding violate the Fourth Amendment, where a police officer, having seized $763 from a glove compartment and cocaine from behind a backseat armrest, arrested all three occupants after each denied ownership of cash and cocaine? The answer was no. The police officer had established probable cause, and here's the conclusion. The Supreme Court of the United States held that a warrantless arrest of an automobile passenger during a stop for speeding did not contravene the Fourth Amendment, where the police officer, having seized $763 from a glove compartment and cocaine from behind a backseat armrest, arrested all three occupants after each denied ownership of cash and cocaine. The court explained that the probable cause standard is incapable of precise definition or quantification into percentages because it deals with probabilities and depends on the totality of the circumstances. The court held the officer here had probable cause to believe the defendant was in possession of the drugs. It was an entirely reasonable inference that any or all three of the occupants had knowledge of and exercise dominion and control of the drugs, and thus a reasonable officer could conclude that there was probable cause to believe the defendant committed the crime of possession of drugs, either solely or jointly. It was also reasonable for the officer to infer a common enterprise among the three occupants, in view of the likelihood of drug dealing in which an innocent party was likely to be involved. The judgment of the holding that the defendant's arrest had lacked probable cause was reversed, and the case was remanded for further proceedings. So what everybody needs to know is constructive possession isn't always going to be applicable in every case. The only way to know if it applies is to take the factors considered in Pringle and apply them to your current circumstances. My suggestion is just go on the internet and do a Maryland v. Pringle search and read the entire briefing handed down by the U.S. Supreme Court. Thanks for listening to this episode of the podcast. Hopefully you enjoyed the reciting of this piece of case law, and more to come. Stay tuned.